What this means to women is such an insult. It's a slap in the face to women about using their own judgment to make their own decisions about their reproductive freedom. And again, it goes well. I always have said the termination of a pregnancy is just their opening act. It's just their front game. But behind it, and for years, I have seen in this Congress opposition to any family planning, domestic or global, when we have had those discussions and those debates and those votes on the floor of the House. This is deadly serious, but we are not going to let this pass. A woman's right to choose reproductive freedom is on the ballot in November. We cannot allow them to take charge so that they can institute their goal, which is to criminalize reproductive freedom, to criminalize it. Right now, they're saying in states that they can arrest doctors and all the rest. What is happening here? What is happening here? A woman's fundamental health decisions are her own to make in consultation with her doctor, her faith, her family, not some right-wing politicians of Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell.
Previous comments brought to you at no charge by Nancy Pelosi and others. She's
spin,
a little upset.
Spin, spin.
She was upset on Friday.
She's never going to get to take communion again.
She actually had to catch her breath there for a second. You had to see the video to appreciate it.
I saw it.
But she was.
They're actually trying to criminalize murder.
Wow.
How dare they?
I know. And she is.
My favorite part of that was that they're trying to deter family planning. Mm-hmm. Planning would provide would imply preparing, like planning on not having children, not using abortion as birth control.
You mean instead of rolling in the hay one evening when you got a little intoxicated?
Well, I'm just, you know, we just once again are missing the forest for the trees here.
True that.
It's just classic. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't get it. Nobody wants to talk about. We have more birth control.
Mm. Oh gosh, it's available everywhere.
Than we've ever had before in this country, ever.
But if you listen to the left on Friday, that means it's all going away. They're going to come and get it.
The birth control?
Yeah, they're going to take it away.
They're going to take the birth control away.
Yeah, among other things.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I had somebody tell me, or not tell me, but I was reading in all the chaos.
Yes.
This weekend. That abortion didn't exist during the Bible. Like, let me tell you something, folks. Abortion has been around as long as there have been people. Yeah. I mean, it was around in ancient times. It's very well documented. Mm-hmm. This is not anything new. It amazes me how arrogant people are to think that this is all new stuff. So.
And it's being taken away.
Oh, Lord. Anyway,
doctors will be arrested.
I said
in some states, maybe now.
I said
some
precious
can happen.
Little over the weekend because you people who know me know where I stand and trying to deal with people that are as emotional as they are right now, and then tweaking people's emotions and pushing their buttons. That doesn't accomplish anything either.
Well, I was doing a little of this. I just want to celebrate a life worth saving.
I don't know. People just seem to not even.
Well, here's what I told a lady at church yesterday. I said, okay, now the church is going to have to really step up and do what they've been talking about for decades now, because there's going to be, in some cases, some children born, which is a good thing. So what are we going to do to help those moms and even... And there's some states talking about easing, some of the restrictions and such for adoption, because a lot of babies could be adopted. So Asa Hutchinson from Arkansas was talking about that yesterday. So,
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
But I don't think you are. I've grown cynical. But, I mean, people who want to do that are going to find a way. I mean, there are people that I really like,
mm-hmm.
That I'm very fond of, talking about, if you want to go camping in another state, I'll be happy to take you camping. And it's just like, come on, y'all. why don't you, instead of taking them camping, why don't you take them to the Walgreens to get some birth control?
Yeah.
And then they don't have to go through that emotionally and spiritually. And I think that the thing that I really want people to know is that regardless of whether or not you've had an abortion or you're considering it, or you've had a child and you've had to sacrifice a lot, you are loved by God no matter what.
Yep.
And that's the thing that as a Christian person, you have to keep in mind. Don't be drugged down into the mud and the muck that people like Nancy Pelosi are going to try to do.
No doubt about it.
So, and it's going to be hard because it's easy to get emotional.
Well, about this topic. Talking about the states, you know, making changes, and we'll get into the mind jam thought of the day here in a second. Just wrapping it up with this. There will be more of a fight to make sure that states codify Roe v. Wade than the fight will be to make sure people can adopt kids. The energy, I'm afraid, will be on the pro-choice side because they've lost. This is a huge loss for them, and they are fit to be tied, and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, the thought of the day, to bring us back.
Yes. it comes from a 1951 movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Thought of the day. I am fearful when I see people substituting fear for reason.
Boy, isn't that appropriate for today.
I am fearful when I see people substituting fear for reason. And that's exactly where we are, isn't it?
Yep.
Here's our text number, 434-248-0704. Let's think about something more pleasant.
Oh my gosh, this is morning. The magic vegetable. This vegetable is largely exported from China, was worshipped in ancient Egypt, and is well loved for its anti-inflammatory properties. It relieves joint pain, treats ear infections, works as an antibiotic. What vegetable are we talking about? Text us at 434-248-0704.
There you go. We'd love to hear from you. Here's some day in history information, some interesting ones. In 1972, legendary video game and home computer Atari Inc. is founded in Sunnyvale, California.
Nolan Bushnell.
And I think any of us who had the fortune to get a hold of a big computer that had a display connected to it, we played games on them. And so I knew that if I could take what was on those screens and put it in a game center, that people would put money in. And so what I really did is I commercialized it.
And boy, did he.
In a big way.
They said $1,500 was the average cost to build one of these machines, and it could easily make $30,000.
Jeez.
Easily.
In 1981, Bette Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes returns to the number one position. Apparently, she was number one. It fell away, and then it came back again. She's got Bette Davis Eyes.
She'll expose you. Yeah, good old Kim Carnes.
Such a great song. In 1993, Don Henley gets booed in Milwaukee because he dedicates the song It's Not Easy Being Green to President Clinton. Wow.
Yes, some people officially call it the...
Oh, boy.
Little Bruce Hornsby helping out. Don Henley
not
there.
Not easy being green. Yep. All right.
Nope, not at all.
And then in 1994, Aerosmith becomes the first major band to let fans download a full new track free from the internet.
Not a big hit, but decent song. Head First. Man, that's hard first thing in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He gets it done, though.
Mm-hmm. This next guy, we don't have any music by him, although there were a lot of great songs. It's his birthday today. Bruce Johnston from the Beach Boys here talking about what it was like to meet Lennon and McCartney. He turns 80 today. Paul McCartney just turned 80. Congratulations to Sir Paul.
I got back and I had a couple of people meeting me. Keith had brought Lennon and McCartney over to the hotel. And we were able to sit down. Now check this out. And I put it on my record player. And then we played it through, and then we played it again. And Lennon McCartney, they were awesome. They were so polite and cool and loved the music. It was a great experience.
Yeah. Can you imagine that, being a fly on the wall there?
What an iconic meeting that was.
Yeah, really.
Actress Julia Duffy having a birthday today. She, of course, is best known from Newhart and was even on Designing Women for a while.
Well, Allison, what a surprise.
Julia, it's so good to see you. That's enough. Let's not wrinkle the suit. Oh, you are holding up well. How's your health?
Fine, thank you. I want you to meet Mary Jo Shively.
And what is it you do here?
Well, actually, I'm an interior design consultant.
Really? Your squirt gun is leaking.
I love Designing Women.
She actually came in and did a really good job. It's always hard to come in with an established show and be a new character.
For sure.
And she did a great job.
She did. TV personality and super nanny herself, Jo Frost, is turning 52 today.
If she shows up at your show, you're probably in trouble.
What kind of message does that send to the rest of the kids when one parent disciplines one and not the other?
Mum, can I just ask you something, Lisa? Why Haley's here?
We had an issue with her mouth, so I grounded her forever from the pool.
Grounding Haley from the pool forever?
That's stupid.
It is kind of stupid. I felt like that when Bryce comes over. Mm-hmm. Because my son Bryce is a trainer, mm-hmm. and I feel a little bit like I get super nannied by him with Rogan. He's like, can you imagine what he's going to be like when he's twice this size? Like, you know what? You're not the boss of me. I am your mother. So
eat a chicken and dumpling and,
and move leave me on. Alone. Singer Leigh Nash of Sixpence None the Richer also having a birthday today, turning 46 years old. Strike up the band.
That song was their big breakout hit, mainstream radio. They did a lot of good stuff in Christian radio prior to that.
Yeah,
so,
they did.
Really good stuff.
Actor Christian Kane of Leverage is turning 50 years old.
He's a handsome, strapping young man.
I'm only going to say this once, boys. Give me the teddy bear.
Maybe take
you're
my
protecting
shot
him. Is that
I'm protecting you.
All right, last time I checked, that's my job.
Yeah. Leave me alone while I protect you.
Talks like Batman. And then finally, singer Zach Williams having a birthday, turning 44 years old. You need freedom, Satan is a prison shack, this singer.
Got chains, he's a chain breaker. Ah, yes, the Chain Breaker song, big hit by him. All right, this vegetable, this is our Mind Jam trivia. This vegetable is largely exported from China, was worshipped in ancient Egypt, and is well-loved for its anti-inflammatory properties. It relieves joint pains, treats ear infections, works as an antibiotic. Want to go get some after the show? Janet, what vegetable are we talking about?
Well, we're getting guesses like ginseng, turmeric, things like that. Okay. Well, not really guesses, just saying turmeric is amazing,
yeah.
but it does nothing for a Monday morning hangover.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if this vegetable will either, but we'll tell you what vegetable it is when we come back.
Here's the Beatles kind of impromptu doing a little bit of Beach Boys. My buddies and me are getting real well known, and
the bad guys know we shouldn't leave us alone. I get around. Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. Looking for the keys. There's a place called the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. That's where you want to go to get
away from it all. Mm-hmm. Well, you can get away at least from 6 to 9.
Yeah, that's right.
With us. So so glad you've joined us. Our Mind Jam trivia. How are the people? Any more responses coming in?
We've had a few guesses here or there. We did have one person get it right.
Okay.
Sarah texted in.
Very good.
And said she thought, read the question.
Okay,
then
here
we'll
we go.
The answer
this vegetable is largely exported from China. Did not know that. Was worshipped in ancient Egypt. I sort of know that from an old Keith Green song, believe it or not. And is well loved for its anti-inflammatory properties. It relieves joint pain, treats ear infections, works as an antibiotic, and also when you eat it raw, your significant other will stay 15 feet or further away from you. What vegetable are we talking about?
Could be. We're talking about onions.
Onions.
It is National Onion Day.
How about that?
I knew that my my grandmother, who mm-hmm. was a midwife, she would use onion, the liquid from an onion,
okay.
to put in the ear of, of her nine children.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I had heard of that before. Didn't realize that that it worked as an antibiotic, but I guess that makes sense.
I was unaware.
And then joint pain, anti-inflammatory properties.
Right.
I wonder if it's more so if it's raw as opposed to cooked or mm-hmm. any of that. I think I'm going to research that one more. National Onion Day.
Okay.
So we put onions in every... I don't think I could cook without...
I love onions.
Onions, garlic.
I wonder when you cook it, though, does it cook any of those abilities to...
It might, because it milds it out a little bit.
Yeah.
It brings out the sugars more mm-hmm. in it. So, I don't know. It's probably raw, but I like it raw, too.
Yeah, I do, too. The purple or the... I like the purple. I don't know which kind.
They call them red onions, but they really are more purple than they are are red.
Yeah.
I don't know if it matters if it's sweet or yellow or... Anyway, we'll have to look into that.
Those are the ones I can't eat, you know, when I'm around the wife. Raw in a salad. Although,
but if she eats them too, it doesn't matter.
Well, I know, but I can tell when there's not going to be any leaven that night. She takes them off of her salad and puts them on a side plate for me to go ahead and eat them. You didn't clean out the drawer, your junk drawer. Eat some more onions. There'll be no schmoozing tonight.
She never eats onions then, raw onions.
Well, rarely.
Okay.
She does love them cooked, though. We cook a lot of them. And then those, the long stringy onions, you know, the ones you... You gave us some. You've been growing them like crazy. Now we're growing them too.
Yeah, they just keep on going.
I know.
And going.
They're amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with things the way they are, we may need to have a little bit more of that. You never know.
Absolutely.
So we've got some local headlines coming up for you in just a little bit from WDBJ7. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about some things. There is a story that happened over the weekend that that has a bit of a personal connection with my family. Ben has a friend that he fishes with, and mm-hmm. they go and do. He was actually one of the two people who discovered that body in the James River.
Oh, wow.
That fishing trip ended up being a lot more adventuresome.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I could fish again after that.
Well, it would make you hesitate, wouldn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm.
So that happened on Saturday evening. I think it was like a little before 8 o'clock.
And where at?
It was a little further up from like Depot, more towards the Fall area.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people that fish up in that area.
Okay.
So I don't know that they, it like east of the John Lynch Bridge,
okay.
I think was
got
where,
it, got
where
got
it was
it.
Found. But they don't have a lot of information on the young man that was found there. But I'm sure we'll be getting more as the week goes. But Ben called and told me that, and I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something that you see.
Oh yeah,
on television.
Absolutely.
So
my wife's watching more Dateline. Thank you very much, Janet Rose.
Oh, you're welcome.
Gosh. Or what is it called? Investigative TV.
Something like that. I watch them all.
Yeah.
48 hours. Dateline. 2020.
And it was dismembered and spread over 13 states. Honey, you can change the channel if you want.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I mean, come on.
Did she have a notebook? Was she taking notes?
If she had the iPad out.
Oh, well, that could be bad.
Gosh.
But if she's not watching, you know, like Wicked Women or Snapped or something like that.
See, I don't even know about those shows. Thank you.
And there's a new Dateline out now called The Last Day. Where they trace the final day of some... It's just fascinating. Although I have to tell you, as things get more ramped up, it's less fascinating than it used to be.
Wow.
I'm ready to go back and watch Little House on the Prairie now.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.